Well, we just had the Missouri State and National Cornhusking Championships in Marshall. Always a very popular part of the Cornhusking Championships is the Antique Machinery Show. If you attend any machinery shows in mid-Missouri and ask for a gentleman known as Taco, it's highly likely folks will know who you're referring to. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with this interesting gentleman. I've got a gentleman with me right now. I think I talked to him a year ago. He's known as Taco. Taco, you're from where?
Napoleon, Missouri.
Very good. You've got quite a collection. You've got a trailer here. You got much more than what you had last year, it looks like.
Yeah, I had a 12-foot trailer last year, and I got a 20-foot trailer this year. It's full.
I was going to say, it's full from front to back, and you've got on both sides. Talk a little bit about some of the interesting items you have here.
Well, I've got a lot of hit-and-miss engines on there. Initially for the power for everything. On the other side of my trailer, I've got basic garage type tools, hacksaws, drills, grinders, big pedestal grinders. I got line shafts. I got a compressor that's made into an engine. I've got machinist lathe, and got a governor off of a freight elevator. If the cable would break, it kept the freight elevator from dropping and falling. A lot of different stuff. Water pump, just a little everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any idea what the oldest piece of machinery you have?
Yeah, that one third engine back, it's a 1919 Stover. Everything else was probably in the mid-20s to late 20s. And most of the machinery is about that era, too. So everything pretty close to 100 years old.
We've got a corn sheller over here. Is that yours?
Yes.
There was a little boy here just fascinated with it. I watched him for about 30 minutes. He was grinding corn. He got pretty good at it. He was getting that corn off the cob pretty fast.
Yeah, he was a little short. I had to put him a little step up where we could get up to it. But we have Education Day every year, and we had that yesterday. We had, I think, 240 kids come through. And so that's what makes all this worthwhile, getting to share the old past history, because the kids don't have any way of getting around that stuff otherwise anymore.
You know, this whole event out here, the corn husking and then this, it's like you step back in time, and it's a good chance to get the kids off the computer games and get them outside and in the outdoors and seeing how things were done. And any of them that I've ever seen, either up there with the horses and the corn husking or down here with the machinery, they're fascinated.
Yeah.
And they love this, you know. And
they love turning the cranks and stuff. I've got a lot of grinders and pumps and different things that they could move levers and stuff on. And, you know, that seemed like, especially the younger kids, the engine trailer was a little above what they understood, but they like turning cranks and stuff and doing that kind of thing. So hopefully the schools will continue to let them keep coming on these education days, because it's really rewarding when you see kids get to see stuff like that.
Hundreds of people, young and old, were entertained by the National and State Cornhusking Championships and by the Antique Machinery last week at the Saline County Fairgrounds. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.